Devin Golden of Mesothelioma Guide for the second podcast with Mesothelioma Guide. And we have on the phone Dr. Uri Weinberg, who is the Vice President of Clinical Development for Novocure. And Novocure recently in the news a lot because of the approval, FDA approval, of the Novo TTF-100L device. It's received a humanitarian use device distinction, and it was approved specifically for the treatment of pleural mesothelioma. Dr. Uri, thank you for joining us. And again, go over your role at Novocure. You're the Vice President of Clinical Development. You oversee the research and development activities at the company, and you also oversaw, you know, preclinical development and regulatory affairs. So I know that you had a lot to do with the approval of this device.
Yes, hello, Devin, and thank you for the invitation. I'm happy to be here and to have this conversation with you.
Thank you. So if you could just kind of go over exactly what the Novo TTF-100, I'll just call it the Novo TTF for short, what that does. How does that help cancer patients, mesothelioma patients?
So tumor treating fields, or TT fields, are a non-invasive regional antimitotic therapy for solid tumors, which is based on the delivery of low-intensity alternating electric fields to the tumor. Basically, these fields act by disrupting the normal division process of cells, and therefore have the potential to inhibit the growth of tumor and even to reverse their progression into a response of the tumor, hopefully thereby leading to extended survival of patients treating with the medical device. The Novo TTF-100L system is a small, lightweighted device, which is operated either by battery or connected to the power outlet at home, allowing patients to receive TT fields for at least 18 hours per day continuously. While continuing their day-to-day activities, patients can use it during the nighttime while they are sleeping, and more hours while they are performing daily activities such as socializing, shopping, walking outdoors, and the system can be carried during that time in a designated bag, either as a side bag or a backpack, so that patients can actually maintain their activities.
So as a patient, do you feel the stimulation when you're wearing this device, or is it something that you just kind of go throughout your day and you don't notice it?
Patients might feel very slight warmth underneath these four transducer arrays that are applied in the case of mesothelioma to the thorax, or the upper torso, or some slight sensation of tingling underneath those arrays. This is often a sign that these arrays are supposed to be replaced, as they are, by the patient and the caregiver, or with the support of our field team, technicians that are based in the field and support the patient and their family members. This takes place usually twice per week. But other than that, most patients do not feel anything unusual while receiving the therapy. And this is actually one of the major essence of the therapy, allowing patients to maintain their quality of life, allowing patients to function while receiving the therapy without disruption to the day-to-day activities they have, as opposed to the other therapies such as surgical resection, radiation therapy, or chemotherapy that may elicit much more adverse effects compared to tumor-treating fields or TT fields.
So the first news, or the first published article of any sort that I saw related to this device, was around 2017, maybe 2016. How long has Novocure been working on the Novo TTF-100L system? You know, 2019 was approval, but I imagine that, you know, Novocure has been working on this for 2, 3, maybe even longer years.
Correct.
How long has it been in the process?
Actually, Novocure has been working on the development of tumor treating fields or TT fields for the past close to 20 years now. Novocure was founded by Professor Yoram Palti from the Technion in Israel in the year 2000. And since then, tumor treating fields have been investigated in multiple preclinical and clinical models for multiple cancers. Since those alternating electric fields act by disrupting the normal mitosis or cellular division process of the cell, and these processes are very well preserved between different cells in the human body and among cancer tumors, one could hypothesize, assume that the same physical modality will act against different types of cancers. And indeed, main field of research for Novocure has been glioblastoma or GBM, a primary brain tumor, which is the most common and very aggressive brain tumor in humans. And the first FDA approval, which was granted to Novocure, was in glioblastoma. We have two FDA approvals actually for the disease, one for recurrent and one for newly diagnosed glioblastoma. And Novocure continues to research the same modality, tumor treating fields in multiple cancers. Mesothelioma is indeed the second FDA approved indication for TT fields.
You said that this is available to patients in the United States. How do United States mesothelioma patients get this device? Like, what's the process for them? Are doctors using this? Are they recommending this device? Do you have to go through a doctor to get the device?
Absolutely. As you mentioned before, the Novo TTF-100L system was approved by FDA under the humanitarian device exemption program. This program is for tumors which are rare. In the U.S., pleural mesothelioma is diagnosed in about 3,000 patients every year. Mm-hmm. And the approval that was granted by FDA based on the STELLAR study demonstrating a median overall survival of 18.2 months for newly diagnosed malignant pleural mesothelioma patients treated with the device in combination with the standard of care chemotherapy. This approval means that patients can ask for this therapy from their physicians. Novocure is investing many efforts and resources in making the therapy available in as many leading cancer centers as possible across the country. And the Centers of Excellence for Mesothelioma are aware of the approval and can prescribe the therapy to their patients. This application needs to go through the Institutional Review Board, the IRB, and get approved as a result of the nature of the approval before it can be applied to the patient.
Has any cancer center approved the use of this treatment, and if so, which ones, so that if a patient was listening, they could know which center to go to?
So we are currently working with multiple centers of excellence, but we have, since the approval has been very recently granted, we have not had the first patient starting the therapy with the Novo TTF-100L system.
Okay.
Any physician who is interested in prescribing the therapy and proposing this treatment option for his or her patients could contact Novocure.
Do you know if insurance, and this could be a case-by-case basis for different insurance companies, but is there any insurance company or any insurance plans that would cover this treatment?
Yes. So first of all, for glioblastoma, for the approved indication, we have coverage provided by many insurance companies across the country. So this is a therapy which is reimbursed already, and we have recently announced that Medicare approved the coverage of this therapy for its patients as well. So this is when it comes to the Optune system, the FDA-approved system for glioblastoma. And this is, of course, provided under the IFU, which is approved by FDA. When it comes to the pleural mesothelioma device, the NovoTTF-100L device, our team is now looking into venues for allowing patients to have coverage of this therapy and working with insurance companies in order to find ways for those companies to reimburse patients who are receiving this therapy.
Let's go back to the actual device itself and how it works. And you may have already answered this question, but following up to whether or not patients feel the stimulation, are patients supposed to wear this device all day and night? Do they wear it for a certain amount of time during the day? Is it like maybe they wear it for 2 hours and then that's about the max that maybe their body can handle or needs? Or is it kind of something like that they're always wearing?
So patients are using the Novo TTF-100L system as recommended by physicians and according to the approved indication for at least 18 hours per day.
Okay.
Patients actually use the system during the day and night. They can achieve a high number of hours of therapy during nighttime. They sleep and the device operates, is activated by the patient. Patients do not need to worry about anything while it is connected to the power outlet at home. And they are not supposed to feel any unusual sensation while receiving the therapy. And patients may continue to use it for as many hours as they can during the day and while they are performing their normal day-to-day activities. And actually, we have seen very good compliance, very good usage time by patients across multiple clinical trials and also in the case of our glioblastoma patients.
Let's talk about the approval of this device. You know, the FDA has only, this is the first treatment the FDA has approved for pleural mesothelioma in 15 years. And 15 years ago, it was chemotherapy drugs. What is the process like just getting FDA approval? How strenuous, arduous, and I don't want you to speak negatively of the process, but just it's, you know, there's so many clinical trials. There's so many testings of different types of treatment, and it just seems like they all pop up, they all seem promising, and then none of them end up getting approval. Novocure is the company that was able to get something through and get it approved, even on a humanitarian use designation, but just how difficult and how multi-layered is that approval process?
Right. So it is heart-wrenching to see how many studies have been conducted in pleural mesothelioma since the last approval of chemotherapy for the disease about 15 years ago. And it is very sad for both patients and physicians to face this situation where treatment options are very limited and available treatment options might often be toxic for patients, eliciting many side effects and disrupting patients' quality of life. We were fortunate to be able to conduct STELLAR study for 80 unresectable malignant pleural mesothelioma patients. The study was conducted in Europe and led to the outcome of being able to demonstrate median overall survival in these patients of 18.2 months from the time of these patients' diagnosis. And now FDA received the full package with all the clinical study results from Novocure for their review. FDA conducted inspections in clinical trial sites and very carefully analyzed the results that we provided the agency with, inquiring about multiple topics and layers of the studies and receiving additional information and data from Novocure. So this is a very careful and labor-intensive effort from Novocure's side to be sure that we are able to provide FDA with the entire picture, all data. It's an 80-patient study in a rare malignancy was perceived and assessed by the agency as an appropriate trial to approve under the humanitarian device exemption program.
As of now, the device is approved for, and I'm quoting the press release from Novocure, locally advanced and or metastasis. I'm just gonna skip that word because I always struggle with it. Metastatic malignant pleural mesothelioma is what I was trying to say there. Sorry about that. Is there any plans or hopes for the approval to be expanded beyond just that group of mesothelioma patients?
So this is an excellent question. On the STELLAR study, patients who were enrolled on the trial had unresectable advanced, either locally advanced or metastatic, as you mentioned, disease. And this is therefore the basis for FDA's approval of the system, of the NovoTTF-100L system. Nevertheless, Novocure believes that this same therapy could very highly likely be efficacious in other stages of the disease, including in resectable patients potentially, maybe as a neoadjuvant or adjuvant therapy in this patient population. And we are currently in a process of reviewing and considering the next steps that we may consider for future development of the system of tumor treating fields, TT fields, in malignant mesothelioma. Part of the clinical development and potential expansion of the indication could also be done through our investigator-initiated study program. And this program may, in the future, include also studies that are initiated by investigators who work with this patient population, trying to test the same therapy in other settings, in other stages, in combination with other therapies. For example, immune checkpoint inhibitors potentially, but we are considering and looking forward to opportunities for expanding the label, expanding the approved indication through future preclinical and clinical research.
Last question for you, Dr. Uri, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate the time. Pleural mesothelioma is one type of the disease. There are, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20% of mesothelioma patients who have the peritoneal version. Could this device, this treatment, the theory of this treatment, if it's not this exact device, could it be applied to patients with peritoneal mesothelioma, which is obviously mesothelioma of the peritoneum that expands into the abdominal cavity? I'm not sure, without you know that expert knowledge, not sure if this exact type of treatment can be applied to that area of the body. But if it could, that is an entirely different section of mesothelioma patients who could definitely, who would love to hear news of another option, right? So, as, like you said, with so few options.
Applying TT fields to the abdominal region is definitely feasible. Okay. And is already being done as part of other studies, which are done using tumor-treating fields. The 100L system, as well as other systems that Novocure is developing, there are a number of currently ongoing studies in hepatocellular cancer, and this is a pilot trial, as well as phase 3 trials in pancreatic adenocarcinoma, in non-small cell lung cancer, in brain metastasis from lung cancer, and in ovarian carcinoma, a study that will also be opened in the U.S. Relatively soon. The studies that I mentioned are all testing Tumor Treating Fields, TT fields, the same modality in combination with other standard of care therapies. And the hypothesis that we have is that the addition of TT fields will support the survival of these patients while maintaining their overall quality of life. And therefore, we apply to all of these different regions, anatomical regions, hoping to see an efficacy signal through these ongoing clinical studies.
Dr. Uri, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us and speaking with us, or speaking to me and with all of our audience members about the Novo TTF-100L system. It was awesome news to hear of the FDA approval as a humanitarian use device back in May, just another option for malignant pleural mesothelioma patients, and would obviously love to see an expansion of the approval and possibly for peritoneal mesothelioma, but just to have it for pleural mesothelioma is groundbreaking news.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone for listening to our podcast with Dr. Uri Weinberg, NovoCure's Vice President of Clinical Development. He was talking about the Novo TTF-100L system, which received humanitarian use device designation by the FDA for treating pleural mesothelioma. If you have not listened to our first podcast with Dr. Chanel Bhagwandan, he's a peritoneal mesothelioma specialist at Jupiter Medical Center here in Florida. And he spoke with us about his use of cytoreduction with HIPEC as a main treatment for peritoneal mesothelioma patients, and also his experience communicating with peritoneal mesothelioma patients after receiving their diagnosis and communicating about their treatments. If you'd like to see more about peritoneal mesothelioma or pleural mesothelioma, whether it's news, treatments, diagnosis, statistics, you can visit our website, www.mesotheliomaguide.com, or any of our social media accounts. We have a Facebook page, Twitter page, but again, our website is a one-stop shop for everything you might need for all mesothelioma content, www.mesotheliomaguide.com.